Hello and hi, welcome to a special Slice of Sci-Fi. I'm Summer Brooks, and this week, Screamfest opens in Los Angeles, the 18th year that this female-led horror film festival is happening, and this year, their festival ambassador is none other than the fabulous Lynn Shay, who we all know from a whole slew of horror movies, such as Insidious and Nightmare on Elm Street and 2001 Maniacs and so many others. Welcome, Lynn.
Thank you. What a nice introduction. And it's nice to be, you know, I didn't know the festival was started by a woman, by Rachel Bilowski.
Yep.
Bilowski. And it's really, I thought, well, good for us. Good for the girls. So I'm glad to be on your show. Thank you for inviting me.
You're very welcome. And I think it's only recently that people have realized how much women actually do enjoy horror movies, and especially the smarter ones and the psychological ones. And it's empowering and just enjoying to see more women standing up and say, yeah, I like a horror movie, a good one or a cheesy one. It doesn't matter. So as ambassador for Screamfest this year, what are you looking forward to doing?
I'm looking forward to the fan base, because I think that's the whole reason I got invited, which is still something that's sort of in the ozone. You don't really realize all the people that have seen what you've done and who know who you are. I mean, I still operate, you know, I get up and have coffee and figure that's it. You know, I mean, there's not, it's sort of bewildering sometimes when I get recognized, because I still am not, I'll never take it for granted. So the idea that it's basically this invitation was promoted by, I think pretty much by fan base, is very exciting to me. And I'm very proud to be, you know, to be designated, you know, as sort of the an ambassadorship always sounds very important to me. Not to diminish myself, but I don't really feel that important. I feel like I have a couple of good ideas now and then, and I try and always tell the truth. If I'm important at all, it's because I feel I'm a truth teller. And I think that's an important aspect of humanity that's lacking right now. So I guess I feel very honored for the honor. And this evening is the opening. Amityville Murders is the opening film, and I'm getting all dressed up. And I got a great outfit, and we'll sort of present the film. And it's really promoting, we hope, the excellence of storytelling that happen to be horror films, in my opinion. I mean, I think no matter whether it's a horror film or comedy or drama, if you got a good story and it's well told, that's really, in my mind, what I celebrate as well.
Are there any other films that you are helping present? Are you presiding on any Q&As?
I don't know. You know, there's a film that I'm in called The Final Wish that Timothy Woodward Jr. directed, and it was written by Jeffrey Rebick, who created mm-hmm. The Final Destination. Actually, it was a little bit of a franchise some years ago. So I'm not sure if they're having a Q&A after. I don't think that's on the roster, actually, in terms of most of the detail has been press with, you know, interviews like with yourself. And yesterday we did a lot of on-camera stuff, which was really, really fun. And meeting people, you know, meeting all of you guys who are a part of the news element of the genre. So, I mean, if they ask me to preside over, you know, I'll do whatever they want me to do, obviously. I'm theirs for the next couple of weeks, and I'm happy and I'm proud to be so.
You mentioned being surprised at the fan response to your performances. What has been for you the most, I guess, satisfying or just appreciative moment that some of the fans have shared with you?
Oh, that's a hard question and a good question. Oh, I don't know if I can isolate it as one moment. I mean, sometimes this is going to sound silly, maybe, but sometimes it's as simple as being in the produce section at Ralph's, and some little girl, I hear her go, "Elise, it's Elise," And somebody will come running across the grocery store and literally leap on me. You know, like, I mean, and it's not scary or weird. It's just lovely. I mean, it's the fan base is often sort of young adolescent girls and young guys. I mean, I don't know why that is particularly, but maybe the girls find me somewhat heroic and strong, you know, because of the character who also has a vulnerability to her, and there's some relationship they have to that. But I can honestly say those moments, probably more than anything, are the most exciting in terms of the fan base, because it's one-to-one, and it's very real, and it's very spontaneous, and it's very thrilling. That's thrilling to me, because these are kids I'd never, ever know. And especially, just to talk about the last Insidious for a moment, there's some pretty heavy-duty themes in that film that have to do with child abuse and some other stuff. And I often think the fan base, which is already attracted to that character, I think it probably inspired dialogue in some kids, because there's more of that goes on than you realize. Mm-hmm. And that kids reveal. So it's a young person's franchise, which is kind of exciting, and I think partly because of Elise. And so I'm very proud of that. And I love my fans, you know, and I feel very appreciated and energized by them.
I personally think that part of the appeal is that it shows that a woman can be afraid and still be strong and stand up for what's right and just stand up to fight, you know, evil, whether it be natural or supernatural.
I don't mean to interrupt you. Finish your comment.
That's exactly what it's like, you know, whether that evil is human or supernatural or demonic. You can be afraid and still stand up and fight.
Exactly. And, you know, when we did the first Insidious, I always do sort of background thought work for myself for the character. And I kind of always saw Elise as a loner, maybe an only child, and that was why the demons kind of found her, because she was vulnerable and open alone. But what Lee Winnell wrote, which we now know from the last Insidious, this fourth one, was not only was I not an only child, but I had a brother and I had nieces and I had a father that abused me and I had a mother that I watched die. I mean, you know, he created this havoc of a childhood, which, to your point, made her stronger, because that was what I came out of to become the woman I become. And so it even made my character much stronger than having been alone, you know, a loner or whatever, that I was able to emerge from all this pain and fear as a little girl to still become a giving, smart woman who fought for herself and others. So I agree 1,000%. I mean, I think Lee is a phenomenal writer, and I really am so grateful to be a part of his world, you know, about his creative world.
Yeah, I think well-written horror films are something that we all need more of, because a good horror movie, it scares you, but it also lets you release that fear in a positive manner.
Yep.
And the
exactly.
fact that you are presiding over a festival that presents so many films, short films and feature-length films, that cover such a wide expanse of that experience is really, to me, a joy. So thank you for supporting Scream Fest and horror in its best light.
Really, thank you. That's a really articulate way to express it, because I agree with you 100%, because people sometimes ask me, why do you think horror is appealing? And that's exactly what I talked about, is that fear is a very powerful emotion, and the idea of being able to experience it in public in a safe place, and then be able to go home and reflect, is a very powerful experience. I actually wrote as my little, and I'll probably say this tonight in my intro, screaming is good for the soul. I think I'm going to make a T-shirt that says that. and that's true, and that Scream Fest and celebration is also good for the soul. Festivities and celebration. So together, Scream Fest is a great celebration of fear and screaming. So let's all scream. And so I think that's going to be my little entree when they wanted me to say a couple words before the film shows. And I think that's exactly what I'm going to do, is have the whole audience scream out loud together.
Awesome. Well, Scream Fest is running in Los Angeles October 9th through October 18th at the TCL Chinese Six Theaters in Hollywood. Lynn Shea, thank you so much, and enjoy your time at Scream Fest.
Thank you. What a lovely interview. You're terrific, Summer. Thank you so much. Let's all scream together.
Woo!
Okay. All right.
Awesome. Thank you.
On that note, I kind of blew my wad. Don't forget, I still got tonight. Okay.
Well, I for one would definitely buy one of those "Screaming is good for the soul" T-shirts. So I hope she puts them out there. If not, I may have to run with that myself. Thank you for listening to this special episode of Slice of Sci-Fi promoting Scream Fest, which runs today, October 9th through October 18th in Hollywood. If you have any questions or comments for Slice of Sci-Fi, please call 602-635-6976 or send me an email, summer@sliceofscifi.com. You can listen to Slice of Sci-Fi through iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play, or TuneIn. And if you're listening on iTunes or Stitcher, please leave us a review there. We will get a higher profile the more reviews we get. So please help boost the show, signal boost on your own, to the people who might not be listening but might check it out if you say so. How about that? Word of mouth is the best. You can follow us on Twitter at Slice of Sci-Fi. You can find us on YouTube and Facebook. We're Slice of Sci-Fi in both locations. And, of course, the website, sliceofscifi.com. Come on over, check out the reviews, other interviews we've done, and leave your own comments there. I want to thank everybody who supports this show and Writers After Dark through Patreon. If you want to help pledge your support to these fine geek-flavored entertainment things that we do, the place to go is patreon.com/sliceofsci-fi. I'd also like to thank my favorite geek rock band, Sci-Fried, for providing the music you hear on the show. You can find more by them on their YouTube channel under Sci-Fried and on their website, sci-fried.com. So that will do it for this episode. Thank you so much for listening. We'll be back with more Slice of Sci-Fi later this week. Take care.